I was writing since I was 8 years old. I wrote and I published in Bulgaria. And then when I immigrated to the United States at the age of 24, I guess, was it the new language? Was it the lack of friends? I didn't write. I stopped and I didn't write for 11 years. And then 11 years later, all of a sudden, I started writing again, and I started writing in English.
Tell me some of the challenges facing a Bulgarian immigrant starting your own poetry press in Kentucky.
With the strategy that we started with was publish local, national, and international authors. So basically being an international press, and we have some connections abroad that can make that possible.
The publishing industry is in tremendous turmoil. How do you stay alive as a publisher, especially a publisher focusing on poetry in 2012?
We believe that books need to be affordable. We believe that people love buying books and supporting their authors. We just have to make it easy for them to do the right thing. A good price for a chapbook, which is 20 to 30 pages of poetry, is $5. So it is easy for our authors to sell books. Pretty much anybody at an event has that in their pocket as a cash. What we have noticed, though, is that people buy more than one book because, one, they feel that it's a good value, that they're getting good value for their money. They buy for presents and they buy to support their authors and also to support us because they like what we're doing. And we really, really believe in our books, in our authors, in our future, and in the impact that we have on the literary landscape in Kentucky and beyond.
You grew up in a place in Bulgaria that's called the Town of Poets.
That's right.
You started writing poetry at the age of 8, learned English, started writing in English. You've studied poetry. How would you characterize the Kentucky writing and writers that you've worked with?
The first word that comes to mind is warm. Warm, because I feel safe writing here, and it feels like I could write for 30 years and win the National Book Award just like Nikki Finney just did. I feel like I could teach and give to the community because people support you, or if they don't support you, don't stop you. So basically, writing here in Kentucky, I feel like anything is possible.